Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, broadcast live from Garrett County, Maryland. I'm here in the Mountain Lake region of Maryland. There's a little corner up in the top left hand corner of the state. You know, I said it seems to me like somebody that was a, they must have all got drunk when they laid out the three or four states around here, and it looks like Maryland may have lost that poker game. I'm not sure. We're going to ask Charlie Ross about that in a second, though. He's actually not only a native of Garrett County, even though he lived other places for a number of years. I guess they ran him off for a while. Even though he is a native, he's not only a native, but he's actually a direct descendant, he tells me, of the original person who settled this part of the world. And he's the president of the Chamber of Commerce. He formerly was a consultant for a number of years, had his own company. And I understand he also practiced law. He had gone over to the dark side for a while, but now he's back over with the regular folks in the marketplace. Charlie Ross, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. Thank you for coming to Garrett County. We count that as one of our major assets, too.
Well, I appreciate that. And, this is a lot of fun for me. I love this part of the world. And of course, you know, anytime I get a chance to be around Beverly Williams, which, as you know, is I consider her not to be a human being. She's more of a force.
That's true.
And you guys have learned that in the last 3 years or so, haven't you?
We have, certainly.
Well, Charlie, first I want to congratulate you on the work that you're doing with the Chamber of Commerce, the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce, because, as you know pretty well, I think, by now, chambers are very important to me. I like talking about them. As we talk today, as I talk to your group today, I'm going to encourage all of them who aren't members of the Chamber to be a member. And I ask people all over the country, if you're not a member of your Chamber of Commerce, I want to know why.
Well, I think that's a good view to take, because we can do very good things for existing businesses. Businesses don't have all the time in the world to consult in different areas, and we'd like to be that support.
Well, you know, I actually got a question the other day by email. Somebody said, how do I make sure that I'm covering all my bases with regard to politics and with regard to public policy and the things? What do I do? I don't have enough time to do my job, let alone, and I'm worried about, you know, the politicians out there. What are they up to? And I tell them, I say, well, first you got to join your chamber. That's local and state, maybe a little national. And then you got to join some organization that the chamber can work with or that the chamber approves of, basically, and I think it's important, that can work on a national level, you know, people who hold up in D.C. like you, the kind of thing that you used to do, I think, a little bit of. So anyway, that's what I recommend.
Well, it is the way to do. All politics is local, as Tip O'Neill used to say.
Yeah.
And we think that it all begins here, and that we can translate that into a state and national force for business.
What's the coolest thing about Garrett County?
It is the natural beauty. It absolutely is the major asset that we have. You know, 25%, nearly 25% of this country up here is protected land. That's you're talking about the state, national forest, that sort of thing.
Parks, right. Wetlands and things like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And another 25% are in the hands of farmers and people who are good stewards of the forest.
Wonderful folks.
Absolutely. And that accounts for the attraction of the natural beauty of this place. We like to say, we have a song up here, you know, called Living on Garrett County Time. And that's exactly what it's all about.
Is that like where everybody else is on the hour, you're on the half hour?
Absolutely.
Kind of like the Newfies up in Newfoundland?
You never see people moving fast up here.
I noticed that. They actually had to put me down into another gear when I came in the airport yesterday. Congratulations on your success with the Chamber. I understand that you got 800-plus members. I'm sorry, business owners.
646.
Business owners?
Correct.
And your membership is?
That's our membership.
Right, but the number of companies in the area.
850.
Yeah, so you got about three-fourths. I mean, let me tell you something. There are chamber presidents listening to you all over the country who are saying, I wish I had his numbers.
Well, and we've increased that number since I got here 3 years ago by 10% a year. When I got here, we had 500 members.
What's your pitch? How do you make them join?
Actually, by example. We show them that we can do good things for them.
Like what?
Well, for instance, I'll give you a great example. A couple years ago, the Chamber actually did a contract with the town of Oakland. We took over operation of an 1884 Queen Anne-style B&O railroad station.
Wow.
And it had been restored at the cost of about $2 million for
the town. I believe it.
It was lying fallow. Nothing was happening there. So we decided to open a satellite visitor center in the county seat, 14 miles south of the one here on Deep Creek.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we established a shop at Heritage Square. And the idea was to take nothing but indigenous farm-produced products that had been processed and crafts that have been produced by artisans here locally, and sell them at the station. And we now have 42 vendors selling through that place. And some of those vendors have actually had so much success in sales that they in turn became chamber members.
Well, that's not just creating an environment. That's finding a place for these people to operate and building the economy. I mean, that's well done. Good for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, with this successful model, if another chamber... obviously not an adjoining chamber because you don't want to compete. But if another chamber, another part of the world wanted to call you and say, "Hey, Charlie, I'd like to have some of what you got. Would you help them out?"
301-501-0301 is my cell number.
That's your answer, folks. Give it to us again.
301-501-0301.
If somebody wanted to see the magic of Garrett County, can they go to the website and see that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact,
what is that?
That's www.garrettchamber.com.
Somebody wanted to move to Garrett Chamber. They were in a couple hundred miles of here, a couple of thousand miles of here, maybe out in the galaxy somewhere, and they wanted to move here because they heard it was so cool. How would they be able to set up shop here?
It's very easy.
You got high speed. I'm on high speed right now.
High speed
internet. I'm hooked up right now.
We have fiber optic right to our chamber office, and with redesigned website that we have, makes it easy in the world. We have relocation information on that website.
Right.
People that are interested in seeing profiles of businesses, that's there. All the recreation. You know, we are a big tourist attraction.
Yeah, a lot of tourism.
Absolutely.
But unemployment is like 3.0.
Last month.
Congratulations.
You're absolutely right. For September, it was 3.9%. Now, that's in view of the fact that the monthly rate was as high as 12% 4 years ago.
Wow.
That's an incredible rate.
You know, Aris Melissarados, basically the Dean of Commerce of the state of Maryland, was on my show yesterday. He said the state's 3.9.
That's right.
So you guys are doing something. What kind of Kool-Aid you drinking over here?
The best kind. The kind that comes from a natural spring.
I got you. 20 seconds, Charlie. What do you want to say to about Garrett County?
Just that it's the place you have to visit. Our window to the world is our website. If you can visit us there, if you want to call me, please do.
Give us the website again.
www.garrettchamber.com, and Garrett's with two R's and two T's.
Two R's and two T's. Charlie Ross. And by the way, folks, if you recognized a pro voice there, Charlie's a pro radio man, and I envy your voice, Charlie. You got a great voice. Hey, thank you, Charlie. I'm looking forward to 2 days.
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you for coming.
I appreciate you having me here. We're going to have a lot of fun. When we come back, I'm going to be talking to Gary Rudell, and he's in the fulfillment business. You ever met anybody in the fulfillment business? Well, seatbelts, they're about. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blastingham, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.